take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
It's the Halloween edition of the show, by the way. And that means that we've got some Halloween-related stuff to talk about here. And every single year, you can always count on the same stories to be available. It's just they happen in different places. So sometimes it's like we talked about last hour, where some school will implement a policy that will basically make it so no one's allowed to have any fun on Halloween.
Are they celebrating Christmas, I wonder? Because every school, at school, you usually have a Christmas party.
Do any of them celebrate Festivus?
That I doubt. But there's other news in this school banning fun area, and we can get to that here in a moment. But also some of the typical Halloween stories, and I don't necessarily have them to talk about tonight, whether we will or we won't. But there's always, you could of course bring up anything, there's always the Hell House story, which is always a favorite of mine to discuss, where Christian churches will put, some of them will put on these things called Hell Houses, where they tour people through on the, I guess the auspices that it will be a haunted house, but in point of fact, it's actually this moral tale that they try to shove down people's throats, you know, about how, whatever, homosexuality is bad, and doing all these other things are bad. And
they try to show you what hell is like.
Drugs are bad, yeah, and then the idea is that this is all these people are doing terrible things, and so they're going to go to hell, but if you join the church, you'll be saved. And of course, they get the pitch at the very end to come and join the church. So, yeah, we could talk about that, too. And you're certainly welcome to bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. Other news, BostonHerald.com reporting a Somerville principal has opened fire on cherished American holidays, blasting legendary explorer Christopher Columbus for atrocities and saying we need to be careful about celebrating Thanksgiving in a scathing email to teachers who are already under orders not to let the kids dress up for Halloween. Now, according to school principal Ann Foley, when we were young, we might have been able to claim ignorance of the atrocities that Christopher Columbus committed against the indigenous peoples. We can no longer do so for many of us, and our students celebrating the particular person is an insult and a slight to the people he annihilated.
I would have to say I agree with Columbus.
Yeah.
I think that's a sick holiday, and really,
do we really need that day off?
It's one of those weird Monday holidays that people who work Monday through Friday jobs like to have so they can have a 3-day weekend and barbecue and drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree completely. And
yeah, I used to get it off.
The fact that Christopher Columbus
celebrated in any way.
Right, that it was so, that people were so ignorant about him for the longest time, right? I mean, this is a school, these are educators, people that claim to be educators. Well, we could claim ignorance before, so why was this information not known sooner? Why did it take so long to come out?
I guess just, a myth surrounds people, real life people. That's usually where myths come from. And, as it's told from one generation to the next, it changes over time. And it probably got that way with Christopher Columbus, that he discovered America, which he didn't.
Which isn't true.
Yeah. Some.
Can you discover something
some
that where
Asians
people
did.
Are
they
already
came
living?
Over through the Bering Strait, and then down through the continents. They discovered it first.
Right. The people that were here discovered America. And didn't Christopher Columbus land on a different island or something?
He landed in the Caribbean. He didn't actually discover America. He never made it to mainland North or South America.
And he
slaughtered
people.
Didn't they teach us that
and
he
thought he was
in
India.
Sorry. What?
I said, didn't they teach us that he landed in Florida?
No.
Like, I seem to remember that from school.
Ponce de Leon landed in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was looking for the Fountain of Youth, right? Wasn't that
I believe that was him, yes.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to actually jump into your phone calls here. Barry is on the line. We'll talk more about this school district in a moment. But Barry's on listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Barry.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just heard you all talking about the hell houses that went on around the area, and my church actually put one on. It wasn't called a hell house. It was called the Judgment House.
Judgment House?
And, the Judgment House. And the purpose of these is not to get people to join the church.
It's
the
not?
The purpose of these is to get people to give their hearts to Jesus Christ.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, it's not. It's not the same thing. You can be a member of any church and not have your heart with Jesus Christ, and you're still going to go
Sure, but ultimately you want people to join your church. I mean, that's you're running the haunted house, and so or what was it called again?
The Judgment House.
Judgment House. You're running the Judgment House, and at the very end, they do pitch them to join, right?
No, we're really not. I don't know. I can't speak for other churches.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak for ours, and we're really not concerned about what church they attend as much as we are. Getting them to understand who Jesus Christ is and what he did for them. Could really not care less what church they go to, as long as because what church you belong to is not going to get you to heaven.
I see where you're coming from. So tell me more about your Judgment House. What was the experience like for one who was? Give us a walkthrough, a verbal walkthrough.
Well, the Judgment House at our church. It depicts a real life situation. The first scene is a youth service. The mother comes in to pick up her children from the youth service. The mother had in the adult service had just given her heart to Jesus Christ. While the kid's father and the lady's husband is waiting in the car. And then the next scene is they're all at home. The kids want to go play with their friends, so the kids go play with their friends, and it's just the wife and the husband there, the mother and father. And a burglar comes in and shoots the husband. Husband dies instantly and shoots the wife, and she is critically injured. The next scene is the hospital scene where the mother's in critical care in the hospital. The kids are there with the family member there, and the kids are asking, why on the same day that our mother gave her heart to Jesus, why did this happen? And then the next scene is the funeral scene for the father, where they found out that the mother passes away too. Then the next scene is the judgment scene, and the mother is the mother standing in judgment, and she gets to go to heaven. The father is standing in judgment, and he never made that commitment to Jesus, and so
he burns in hell. Is that right?
I wish I had that power that, like, I could just go up to girls and be like, if you don't love me, you will burn for eternity.
So it sounds different from the hell houses or judgment houses that I've read about, in that yours seems to follow a story through the entire house, where in other ones, I don't know how familiar are you with these, but in other ones they have different scenes of tragedy, different scenes of, you know, gore or whatever, people doing supposedly bad things, and then the message coming later. So yours just follows this story throughout the entire thing?
Yes, and the scene after the judgment scene was a depiction of hell, and then the scene after that was the depiction of heaven.
So what was it like in hell? I mean, give me a details on that one.
In hell, it was just really, he just had this, and even though it was just a scene, an acted out scene, even in that scene, you just had this really uneasy feeling. You've got this father down there, and he's absolutely being tormented. He's being tormented by demons. It's just a really uneasy feeling. I actually was very uneasy in that room.
And it would make sense. I mean, that's your particular religious viewpoint, so of course you would. Now, my question, and I've got a few of them, Barry, if you don't mind, can you stick with us and maybe field a few questions?
Sure.
All right, great. Because I used to be a Christian back in the day. And, you know, I used to go to a church camp, and I was, like, you know, working towards becoming a camp counselor there. And everything. I used to go to church. And what you're describing to me just doesn't sound like a very loving God. And I want to focus on that a little bit here. So stick with us. We'll bring you back in a moment. More with Barry, hopefully. 855-450-FREE. If you don't do as I say, you will burn. That doesn't sound like love to me. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother and father come over to the house quite often. My father came over to the house, went into his pocket and pulled out a handful of money and began to pass it out to the children. You know, he made the announcement. Now let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children. Well, five children came from everywhere. My father began to pass this money out. And I thought, this is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. This man would tell me his life story. I asked my father to give me a dollar for the school picnic. He told me how he killed a grizzly bear with his loose-leaf notebook.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Halloween edition of the show. Boo. 855-450-FREE.
You need to work on that a little bit.
1-855-450-3733. You can take control of these airwaves here. And also, want to invite you to jurisdictionary.com to learn how to handle the courtroom situations that hopefully you won't be thrust into, but seems like more and more people are these days because they just keep coming up with more regulations and rules, and inevitably you may find yourself in court. And if you've ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are too expensive, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's the course for people who don't have attorneys for whatever reason. Maybe you just can't stand them, or you don't want to hire them, or they're too expensive. This will allow you to learn the court's rules, and until you know them, you're going to be fighting in the dark. It works for both plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. The entire course only costs about maybe what you pay for a good attorney for an hour. And it's four CDs, they say, that only that an eighth grader can learn it in a weekend, that it's that simple. Jurisdictionary.com, download their free tools. Someone actually sent me some jurisdictionary stuff while I was in jail, and it was great. The free legal flowchart, free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, legal dictionary, and watch their free videos. You can then buy the course as well and use their pull-down menu to let them know you heard about it on Free Talk Live. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we go back to Barry, listening in West Virginia, to WVTS. Now, Barry, you called in, and I'm so grateful that that you did, because I think that this Hell House phenomenon thing, or as you call it, a judgment house, is fascinating. It's essentially what some churches around the country do to recruit people on board for Jesus. And as you were pointing out, that you don't care if they join your church or not. All you're concerned with is whether or not they, you know, accept Jesus into their hearts, so therefore they can be saved and go to heaven. Did I pretty much recap that appropriately?
Correct.
So, how long have you been a Christian?
I'm fairly new. Of course, I grew up going to church, but really didn't get serious about it until about a year and a half ago.
How old are you?
I am 33.
Why did you get serious about it, as you say?
You know what? I got serious about it because I don't know if you've ever been in a situation before as a previous Christian, but you just feel like your heartstrings are being tugged in a certain way. It's almost like God is pouring conviction down all over you. Like, hey, Barry, you know what? You've got to get yourself together.
You felt as though you were being called to it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, so did you join the church that you are a member of, was it the same one that you grew up in?
No, it was not.
Is it the same denomination?
We're really not a denomination. We're we don't pay any I guess you would say dues to any kind of
organization.
I see. Well, yeah, what would the church be considered? Is it a Protestant group of some sort?
Maranatha Fellowship Church in St. Albans, West Virginia. We're a very large church for the area.
So those were the easy questions. Now getting back to the real issue at hand, which is the idea that this God, which is claimed to be a loving God, I think, would you agree with that? I mean, is God loving God?
Absolutely.
Now, how is it that you can justify that particular belief with the other hand that says that that this God is going to send people to a fiery torment if they don't do it as they're told and accept Jesus as their Savior?
That's the question that you've got to ask yourself. You know, God's so loving that He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. He sent Him to die for me, the people listening to this radio show. To me, that right there is love enough.
That doesn't make any sense to me. That's like me saying, oh, I burst my appendix for your tax purposes or something like that. Like, they're just unrelated. Dying and my sins.
And sending somebody to die doesn't sound loving to me.
It's God's love for His people that he created. He created us for Him, and the world was so overwhelmed with sin that he said, you know what, in order to get my people back to me where they belong, I'm going to give them a choice. I'm going to give them a choice. I can't make them do it because I gave every human being on this earth self-authority, and that's called free will. They can do what they want to.
But they had the choice before, and like they had that choice before Jesus, right? I mean, there was the whole Garden of Eden story where they chose to eat of the quince, and they made that choice. So, I mean, what difference did, like, besides having a really interesting story for people to tell, what did the Jesus thing change? What did that story change for the whole deal?
I'm really not quite sure I understand the question.
Well, you said that that God showed his love by sending his only son to die for people. But what did that really do for them if nothing really changed? I mean, the deal was still the same. You either accept God, you accept this situation, and then, of course, after Jesus, it was accept Jesus. But you do as we say or else you're going to burn. I mean, how did Jesus dying actually change anything about that?
Well, it clearly says in the Bible that the only way that you can get through heaven is through Jesus. He's intercessing for us right now.
I think you kind of went by my original question, which is how is it that if God is supposed to be a loving God, mm-hmm. how is it that a loving God could possibly send its own creation mm-hmm. to a fiery eternal torment?
I guess it all starts. I'm really not sure how to answer that question other than you know, it started with Adam and Eve, and he gave them everything, and all he said was, you know, you're not to touch this tree, you're not to eat from this tree, and they did, and that's when all the sin and all the wickedness started.
It's okay to not have an answer. It's all right. You don't have to have an answer for everything. And this is one of the reasons why I stopped being a Christian. I became an atheist as a child. I'm no longer an atheist, but I was an atheist for over a decade as a result of this. And I'm certainly never going to be a monotheistic daddy God believer anymore, because I can't stand the idea that on one hand, this God is claimed to be loving and all loving. And then on the other hand, that this God would send its own creations that it supposedly loves to a fiery torment. It's okay to not have an answer to that question, because the answer is that's not love. Of course you can't answer that question. It just doesn't work. That you don't send something you love to torment, period. You don't do that. You've got a dog in your home, and the dog doesn't do what you tell it to. You don't stick a firebrand on its ass. You know, that's not how you love your animals. It's not how you love the things that you supposedly love.
But doesn't John 3:16 pretty much answer that question for you?
That God, I wouldn't know.
You'll have to recap that one for me. Sorry, go ahead.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only, they sent his only begotten son, that who shall ever believe in him shall have everlasting life and not die in hell.
That explains nothing to me. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the passages and books of the Bible that were just left out altogether?
You know, I don't dabble into that at all.
Right, because you just accept the doctrine as it's presented to you. And thanks, Barry. I really appreciate you taking the time to answer. I mean, it was a tough question, and I thank you for the time tonight. 855-450-FREE. Why dig into all that, Luther, when it might cause him to question
About Canaanite mythology, which was a pagan religion that started Judaism and Christianity? And
Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hemp USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's toll free, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, you can chat over at cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room and the cam and all that stuff, it's free. Just go and enjoy it. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. And the holidays are just around the corner. This season, you should consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends, and that is peace of mind. And on this program in the past, we've certainly talked about some of the destabilizing events happening around the world, everything from unemployment to inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. You can get prepared and protect your family. Now, visit wisefoodstorage.com to learn more about their delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. These people aren't fooling around. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. You can request a free entree sample. And for a limited time during the holidays, you can enter promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off of any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, promo code FTL, although here it says free talk, so Mark has written some very bad copy, for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love. That's wisefoodstorage.com. As we continue here with you and your phone calls, Ingrid is on the line, ladies first, on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ingrid.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Ingrid?
Hey, I know it's been brought up on your show before, but I just wanted to remind everyone that the Raw Milk Freedom Rally is tomorrow. And if you're in the Maryland area, it's going to be at the FDA headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland. And if you're not in Maryland, you can watch it online at rawmilkfreedomriders.com. Once again, that's rawmilkfreedomriders.com.
Now, rawmilkfreedomriders.com, what time does the rally start?
Well, actually, the main part of the rally starts at 12 o'clock, but at around 10 o'clock, a group of mothers, they're going to be bringing raw milk from Pennsylvania, and they're going to be bringing it across straight lines, and then they're going to head on down to the FDA headquarters in Maryland. And then there's going to be a whole bunch of speakers there. And then hopefully,
and this is illegal, by the way, just to point out, it's
illegal
for them to cross the border with...
You can get up to a year in jail for that.
Just for crossing the border with raw milk?
Sorry, go ahead.
It's you can get a year in jail for crossing the border with raw milk?
And actually, they have done crackdowns recently. There was this Amish farmer in Pennsylvania, and actually the feds spied on him for over a year before they actually went into his farm with guns and then confiscated his milk and then told him, you know, you can't sell milk anymore. And then
crazy.
In California, there's a co-op called Raw Awesome Foods, and then just the summer, the feds raided that place. And then they were spying on that for over a year, too. And then, the police report said they had, at least, three undercover agents, and they put, cameras outside of the building.
Yeah, it's crazy what they're doing to these people.
Over milk.
Right, over raw milk, which people have been drinking for a long time, and drinking safely. They're freaking out. They're doing sting operations, and these people have had enough. They are going to, and this is tomorrow, you said, high
tomorrow.
Noon at the FDA at Washington, D.C. So if you're in the area, come out and show support for these folks. Hopefully, somebody, maybe you, Ingrid, will call tomorrow night to let us know how it goes. Hopefully, no one will be arrested. But then again, they've been arresting people for this, and it wouldn't surprise me if they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll definitely try to call in. And once again, if you're not in Maryland, you can still watch online at rawmilkfreedomriders.com.
It's a heroic, instance of activism, and best of luck. Thanks for the call and the update tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
And good luck to all of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very disturbing that the government would be involved in what people eat at all, but it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You should be able to put whatever you want in your body, whether it's milk. Or bleach, or, cookies, whatever it is you want, you're in charge of you. Or at least that's the way it should be. You certainly should feel like you own yourself. I know that's how I feel, don't you?
No, I am.
So these government rules and regulations basically try to tell you that you don't, in fact, own yourself, and that you will do as you are told, and you will drink the milk that you are told. It's just so sick. Let's go to Joshua, listening in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Julia.
Hi, Ian, Luther, Julia. Love this discussion tonight. This is great.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on the hell issue.
Okay.
With no disrespect to, I forget his name, the scripture does not say that you burn forever. It doesn't even imply that. There's an unfortunate juxtaposition that makes it easy to think that's what it's saying.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It says that Satan and this... the beast, the 666 guy, they're thrown into the lake of fire, and they are tormented forever by being burned in this lake of fire. They never actually extinguish. They never die in the regular sense. All right. Then very next thing, it tells us about the Great White Throne Judgment, all the people whose name is not written in the Book of Life. They get cast into the lake of fire, but it does not say that they're tormented forever. It says this is the second death. They died once. They were resurrected for judgment. And now they're dead again.
So you're suggesting that the Bible, in your interpretation, says that people are just tossed into the lake of fire, and once they die, and that's it?
Yeah, I think of God as a redneck and as a giant bug zapper.
Still, it still doesn't sound very loving, though, does it?
No, that doesn't. However, I'm sure you've had people that you didn't want to keep in your life anymore and nothing much to do with them. And some that ticked you off so bad that you might have killed him and said, Your Honor, he needed killing.
No, I'm sorry.
I never killed anyone.
You've never been there? No, I've never killed anybody, but I've been angry enough.
Normally, it's okay to just ignore them.
Sure, sure. There were people that I used to be friends with that I'm no longer friends with voluntarily by choice. You know, they, proved to be bad people. And that's fine. But I don't wish them torment on them or anything.
I don't wish harm on any of my, people that would be my adversary, like the people that hurt my friends, the police that throw my friends in cages and pepper spray, like Derek was pepper sprayed by a cop recently. I don't wish any harm on those people.
I don't wish any harm on them, but I wouldn't mind having a few minutes with a riding crop with them tied to a post. I'd teach them some manners.
Thanks, Joshua. I appreciate the call.
That's just a difference in attitude toward punishment.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
We're not trying to take God's side, although I am partisan. There's these many things that have become tradition about what the Bible says that it actually doesn't quite say or doesn't say at all.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I've always found that interesting, like the idea that Satan is red and has cloven hooves and horns and stuff like that. I've never found any description.
That's Catholic mythology. When they came into the Celtic areas of Europe, they wanted to they just borrowed one of their gods and they slapped the image. Put their bad guy. But I mean,
he's usually either a snake or some kind of serpent, or he's embodied in somebody, or he's invisible, or there's a couple other embodiments that he takes.
But throughout history, if you want to find the people that are actually doing something right and moral and probably the actual church, you look at whoever the Catholic Church is prosecuting at that point in time.
Joshua, thanks for the thoughts and the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Vehemently disagree on the idea that corporal punishment is a good way to change people's behavior.
Yeah, I disagree as well.
I think what that does, if we're dealing with young people, for instance, teaches them that it's okay to use violence to solve your problems. And I think that's a real dangerous route to be putting down in anyone's life, to teach them that violence is acceptable as a solution and that violence is effective as a solution. It may get the results you're looking for in the short term. It may.
It can also teach them that violence is the only way you can love somebody. Because if you say to them afterwards, if this hurts me more than it hurts you, or I do this for your own good because I love you, that's could put the wrong idea in their head.
That is so twisted to me. 855-453 is the toll free number. It does. You can bring up what you want, even the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are up next. 1-855-453.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us what you want. The toll-free number, 855-453. Still time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call right now, we might be able to get you in here. 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Oh, by the way, we're talking about Wise Food Storage. It's a brand-new sponsor on Free Talk Live, and I gave two different promo codes in the copy here, and actually it turns out both of them will work, but the promo code is supposed to be FTL to get you the no-cost shipping and 10% off of any order at wisefoodstorage.com. So use code FTL for that. Coming up in February, you want to talk about things like surviving. There's going to be a gentleman speaking, I think, on that topic over at the Liberty Forum, the 2012 Liberty Forum. In fact, there'll be lots of topics. Typically, the war on drugs is addressed, manner of the moving to New Hampshire, experiences in moving here as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of getting like-minded people together, people that love liberty, all in the same place to achieve liberty in our lifetime. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that, and go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about the Liberty Forum. A variety of things are usually discussed, everything from the monetary system, as I mentioned, the war on drugs. What are some of the other things that maybe you guys have seen at the Liberty Forum that you recall?
FIJA outreach is usually there.
Fully informed jury outreach.
Yep. Who else?
Great speakers. They've had Stefan Molyneux in the past. Ron Paul has been speaking there.
Yeah, Mary Ruart.
That's right. Yeah, that was a great year, too.
Yeah, first time I went.
Every year, new faces show up, new speakers, new people visiting New Hampshire.
Great opportunity to network, and get to know people. And if you're from out of state, it's a great way to kind of start meeting people, so that when you move here, you know someone.
Exactly. And I know that, Luther, you'd mentioned you're looking at volunteering for the Liberty Forum, which is another good way to get to know some people as
well. Sure, yeah. I'm sure I'm going to meet all kinds of people this year.
So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Learn more. You can get signed up. You can use our discount code FTL2012 to save yourself 10% on the already discounted early bird prices. The reason you get the early bird price is because the whole event hasn't been nailed down yet. They haven't quite gotten, yeses from all the speakers they're looking at getting. They've got a couple speakers they've announced at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's going to happen. It's going to be February 23rd through the 26th. It's going to be awesome. It's always a good time. It's literally hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people hanging out in the same hotel for a weekend up here during the winter of New Hampshire. It's a great time, so highly recommend it. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event. I've confirmed that, so I'm looking forward to being there because I always have a good time. And we didn't have a Liberty Forum this year. There was some problems with the getting it together, and they brought the old organizer back on, Chris Lawless, and he does an awesome job every single time. So freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our code FTL2012 and save 10%. Go ahead and get registered sooner rather than later. The longer you wait, the more the price is going to go up. All right, so we'll continue here with you and your thoughts. Danielle is on the line listening in West Virginia to WBTS in Charleston. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the gentleman that lives in St. Albans, not too far from me. He was speaking about Jesus dying for our sins. I just wanted to say I'm not a Bible scholar by any means, but my viewpoint has always been that Jesus died not for our sins, but because of our sins. And when you made the point about the Adam and Eve before Jesus, I so agree with you. It's just, we were way before then. But if you look at Jesus's life, you see that he had died because of the sins of the people. But we should definitely be responsible for our own lives. The things that we do, just because Jesus died doesn't mean we're going to be saved. Just because we say, hey, Jesus was an entity and we do accept and believe in him doesn't mean that you can just go out and do whatever. So I think that that's like a misconception. They shouldn't really go on that.
Is the reason in your mind that you should...
Go ahead.
Is the reason in your mind that the reason you shouldn't go out and do whatever is because you might go to hell? Or are there other reasons to do the right thing?
Well, there's other reasons to do the right thing. I mean, just surely, you shouldn't... When somebody tells you, don't touch that hot burner, and you touch it, you're going to get burnt. I mean, you've got repercussions of certain things.
Sure. So there are repercussions for certain actions in this life right now.
Definitely.
You do bad things. Typically, bad things are going to come back to you. You do good things. Typically, good things are going to come back to you. So if I'm spending my lifetime doing good things and, for the most part, helping people and, doing what I can to, make life better for other people in the community, etc., and I don't believe in Jesus as my Savior, what happens to me?
Oh, that, God is the Father. So to surpass God with Jesus, I think is kind of, contradictory. Jesus was like a father, or I'm not like a father, but more like a teacher, like a brother. I wouldn't think of him, I wouldn't think that just because you haven't accepted him, you wouldn't get into heaven. You've done good through your life, and,
it's interesting. What is your religious belief system called?
I don't necessarily have a religious belief system. I believe in holiness and truth. I think
so. You're more of like an independent spiritual believer.
I believe in the Hebrew because of the background of it. But I just believe in holiness. So yes, like you said, the truth is the most important thing.
I think that's a reasonable position to say that people that do good things are.
You're doing a lot better job of selling this to me than the previous caller.
I just say that, it comes from the heart, it comes from truth, and you can't get past the Father. He's the one that was the creator. He created us in his image, is what they say.
What happens to the bad people in your belief system? What happens to the bad people in your belief system?
They're judged on earth as well. That's something that I'm still learning about. I wouldn't necessarily say that, I'd say that they're judged, and for me to judge a bad person is wrong because I have no clue where they're coming from and why they're doing what they're doing.
Judge not till you judge yourself.
A reasonable answer, Danielle. I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, let's talk to Daryl in San Antonio, Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, a couple of the previous callers basically said what I wanted to say. So instead, I'll embarrass you real quick, Ian. I already told you earlier in the month that you and Michelle are nominated for the Free Patriot Peace Prize.
Okay.
There are some other FTL-connected people or organizations that are also nominated. Former host Sam Dodson is nominated, and 3A, which Stephanie works for, is nominated.
Cool.
And voting will be closing in, 30 minutes.
Oh.
So anybody that wants to vote, go to either peaceprize.freepatriot-press.com Or I've created a shorter URL. It's tiny.cc/fppp.
So peaceprize.freepatriot-press.com. Is this a yearly thing that you're doing?
Yes, it's awarded yearly. Voting is open throughout the month of October. Nominations are open from January 1st through the end of September. And
cool,
once nominated, all nominees are eligible for 5 years, and no one can be awarded the prize twice.
That makes sense. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate the update on that, and thanks for doing that. 855-453, the toll-free number. Robert, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Man,
hey.
It's not what I called about, but as far as what, you know, kind of going with the flow, look, if you believe in Jesus, if you believe in something that absolutely clears all of your past wrongs and that you'll be saved so that you can then live a free life, okay, then you will live, you will live a productive life going forward and you will expand humanity.
I guess that's true, but you could do that without Jesus, without that MacGuffin, basically.
If you believe in whatever, but you fully believe that that's going to be your savior, then that's fantastic.
I guess.
So I believe in Jesus, and that's what I'm going with. And so I've done a ton of insane crap, and I believe I've been saved and. So that going forward, that's going to be my, look, I'm not going to be just, the anvil's not going to be on my ankle going forward. So whether it's Jesus or whether you believe in whatever, if that's what clears you of your past, then that's what it should be.
Well, I think that... What you're saying, I agree with the general idea that you shouldn't be shackled by your past. I think that humans are different at any point in their life. Because to me, all there is there's the now. You are not now who you were. You're always someone new because you're always coming to new conclusions and learning new things. And the person you are today is not the same person you were a week ago or 5 years ago or 15 years ago. Thanks for the call. I really can't get into it much further than that, but I appreciate hearing from you, Robert. It has been Ian here with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
So do what's right now and don't worry too much about... what has been done. If you've done wrong, try to make good for what you've done in the past. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.